time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
In Humboldt County in the early 1900s, workers who were injured on the job found the cost of care at local private hospitals to be devastating. The timber and mill workers formed a union, and that union formed General Hospital in Eureka in 1908. 90 years later, the Union Labor Health Hospital Association sold General Hospital to St. Joseph Health, and a portion of the proceeds established a local charitable foundation, Union Labor Health Foundation. I'm very pleased to serve as a board member. Union Labor Health Foundation partners with the Humboldt Area Foundation and works to improve the health and well-being of the residents of Humboldt County. Almost $3 million have been awarded to community organizations and individuals over the past 20 years. A very important part of the foundation is the Angel Fund and the Children's Dental Angel Fund. Just like those timber workers over a century ago, people today still struggle with the cost of medical care. These angel funds provide fast financial assistance to low-income families for health and medical needs. The grants are small, but can make a big difference in the lives of local people by paying for medical travel, equipment, or procedures that may not be covered by their medical insurance. The process is simple. Local social workers, discharge planners, case managers, contact Union Labor and provide a brief, confidential description of their clients' conditions and needs. Every week, a small group of the Foundation board members meet to review the cases and make small contributions where possible. We're fortunate to have dentists, physicians, and other medical professionals on our board to make meaningful decisions. They go over every case individually. There are always more requests than there are funds, so the group has to prioritize the requests, and that is very hard work. In the past 5 years, the Angel Fund has made over 3,000 grants, totaling $485,000. Each year, the Children's Dental Angel Fund helps about 60 local youth with dental care ranging from a single filling to major oral surgery. This fund has awarded over $180,000 in the past 5 years. A large number of requests are for travel to receive specialty care out of the area, but other grants go to purchase eyeglasses, home assistive aids, wheelchair accessories, orthotics, any number of small but important purchases that can make a huge difference in a person's lives. There are angels. Perhaps there are spiritual winged beings, but certainly there are angels in the people around us. You can make a tax-deductible donation to the Angel Funds, and 100% of your donation goes directly to our local community. You can contact our staff at 442-2417. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.